Did y'all ever have anything that, okay, you had like a plank and it sat on something in the middle and...
That was called a seesaw. That was, you could take what's known to me as a workhorse, and just set it out in the yard, and then put your long board across that, and one sit on one side of the board, and the other one on the other side, and jump up and down, and have a ball.
Well, was that a seesaw?
Yeah, sure it was.
Because I always thought a seesaw was the one that you sat on.
No, the whole works is called a seesaw because you're up and down. You're
seesawing. Oh, I see. And that's when you jump too, that's called a seesaw. Have you ever heard of a joggling board?
Yeah.
Do they ever call
it? Sure have, but I don't know how to explain the joggling board. I think it's something like the seesaw.
Uh-huh. That's weird. How about something, a plank is anchored in the middle to a post or a stump and the kids get on...
That was the merry-go-round. They call that the merry-go-round. We made us one of those, too.
Did you?
Yeah, sure. I had one right here in this yard once.
You did?
Sure. We had a lot of fun with it.
Oh,
but you had to be careful. You could bump each other and hurt each other mighty quick on it. How would you stay on it? Well, that was where your manpower came in. You had to be a good hole, too.
Oh, boy. Okay, if kids were going up and down like that, you'd say they were...
Seesawing.
Okay. How about if you tied a rope to a tree?
Swinging.
Okay. What do you carry coal in?
A coal bucket. Have you ever seen a coal bucket?
We have coal buckets up north, as a matter of fact.
It's a special type bucket with what's known to me as a tongue on one side of it. The way the bucket's built, if you go to pull the coal into a fireplace or into a stove, you can just turn it to the side the tongue's on and the coal will just slip right in there, right easy.
Uh-huh. I know, because we had that too, for mm-hmm. the furnace and everything. What runs from the stove to the chimney?
The stove pipe.
Okay, how about that? We had one, you know, it's kind of triangular and it has one wheel here and you pick it up and...
Honey, you got me.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. You put things in it and you roll it along.
Oh, wheelbarrow?
Yeah.
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. I knew you knew what that was.
We used to ride each other in the wheelbarrow.
Oh,
did you ever do that?
That was fun. We had
that
one around
fun.
The garden.
And then when you got tired of riding them, just dump them out.
I want to turn now. I remember that. What do you sharpen a scythe on?
A grindstone.
A grindstone?
Uh-huh.
Is it stone or wood?
It's stone.
It's stone?
Yeah, real rock.
Is there any difference between something that stays still and something that turns around?
Oh, yes. The grindstone turns around. Now, my granddad had a type that it was a big round rock on a deal where you sit on it like you're riding a bicycle, and you pedal it, and it would turn that rock, and as you turn that rock, you just lay your instrument, whatever you're sharpening, on the rock, and you just see the sparks fly from it as it shot.
Wasn't that dangerous for your eye?
Oh, yes. You had to be careful and keep it. Hitting your eyes. And back in those days, everybody didn't have something to shade their eyes with.
Uh-huh.
They'd have to squinch them a little bit, keep it from getting in the eyes.
Ooh, hey, that's... okay, if something is squeaky, you want to do what?
Oil it.
Okay, and what's something that's thicker than oil?
You'd always grease it. And most of the time back then, they didn't have the oil. They used the grease from the kitchen. It's like Granny would save the old bacon grease to grease the wagons with.
Oh.